So today's daf is daf Pei Dalet. We're ready to start with a new perk. It's Abhijay. She's been practicing to give us a roaring.
I'm doing the Heineken today.
Yesh mutarot v'aleihem yasarot v'yibmeihem. The truth is that in this Mishnah that's about to come, at least according to one of the Balei HaTosfos, there's no chiddush. There's nothing that's being added that we didn't know before. But he says it's the derech of the Tana. So now, when you reach the end of a long series of different limudim, to try to integrate them, to make them easier to be shene, as a derech misudar, and so on. And the truth is that the Mishnah is also stressing the interrelated nature, and this whole perek really brings out the way in which all of these, up until now, the relationship of man, woman, brother-in-law to sister-in-law, relationship of the child to the parents, both in terms of Yiklis and taking their place for Yibum and taking their place for Achilas Truma. All of these really are part of the broader topic of the idea of Yibum and the idea of incest and the idea of relationships overall. And so basically it puts together now all of the units that we've been discussing up until now. But don't expect to see things that are in any way tremendous condition here. So let's put it all together. So some women are mutarot of aleihem, but they're asurot to their yibum. And after the husband dies, their yavam is not allowed to marry them. There's some just the opposite. They are mutarot to yibayhem, but during the life of their husband, actually were asurot to their husband. Then there's yavamot, regular yavamot, and mutarot leilu leilu. And then we have some yavamot that asurot leilu leilu. Of course, this, we're not even talking about because they're b'chlal not yavamis. We're talking about yavamis. Even yavamis, there are times where even though they're called yavamis, because it's a law, but it's a say, they're called yavamis, but it could be that they're also both to the Baal and to the yavam. Let's go through the cases. Let us take a case of a kohen hedyot who marries now an almanah. And he has a brother who's a kohen gadol. So now if he dies, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be miyabim the almana, but the Kohen Eder was allowed to live with the almana. The Gemara, of course, will ask, generally speaking, when a woman falls to Yibum, she's an almana anyway, so who cares whether he married an almana or not? Right. We'll see. But I mean, clearly on the simplest level, we're trying to talk about the very same woman who in the state that would have been usher to the Yotam is usher, is muteris to the Baal. So over here, even though the Baal is also a Kohen, and the woman when he married her was an almana to him, she was Kshera. And now he has a brother who's a Kohen Gadol. This Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry this Chalal Shenasa Kshera. Or a Chalal who marries an Isha Kshera, even though she's a Kohenes, as we'll see, there's no issue for Chalal to marry a Kohenet. And he has now a Ach Kasher. The problem is that the Ach who is Kasher, meaning he's a Kohen Kosher, not a Chalal, when he marries the Kohenes, despite the fact she's Muteret Lo, he's not allowed to be Meyabim her because she became a Chalala, even though it wasn't the Isser, but she's a Chalala woman, was Nivelis to a Chalala, becomes a Chalala. So he's not allowed to marry her, despite the fact that the brother was able to marry her. Chalal Shenasa Ksherav, but Yeshla Achkasher, or a Yisrael, who's a regular guy, marries a regular girl. The problem is that his living brother is a Mamzer. So they have the same father, but he was born, the brother, from an Yisrael Erva. So over there, the Yisrael obviously is perfectly okay with his wife, but this wife is not perfectly okay with the Yomam if he dies. Or a Mamzer who marries a Mamzeris. These two are able to get along happily ever after. Problem is that he has a brother who's a kosher. Now he dies, leaving his wife, the Mamzeris, to his brother who is kosher. So all of these cases are mutarot lebaleihem, but they are asurot liyimehem. The following cases, ve'elu mutarot liyimehem yasurot lebaleihem, here are cases where indeed to the yavam they're okay, but they're asur to the husband, a kohen gadol who was mekadesh as almana, and obviously he couldn't have been nosei the almana, because once he was nosei the almana, he would have made her a chalala. Then he has an ach who's a kohen hedyot. So the Kohen Hedyot is allowed to marry an almana, but the Kohen Gadol himself was not allowed to be married to an almana. Or a Kohen Kasher who was Nasa Chalala, he's not allowed to marry a Chalala. And he has an Ach who is a Cholol. A Cholol is allowed to marry a Chalala because he doesn't have the Kedusha of Aaron. In which case you've got another example of the husband is not allowed to be married to her, but the Yavam is, interestingly enough, completely mutter to be married to her. How about a Yisrael who marries a mamzeret? He's not allowed to marry a mamzeret, so he is usher on her, on his own wife. But he's got a brother who's a mamzer. So if he dies, his wife is now muteret to his brother. Or vice versa, you have a mamzer who marries a bas Yisrael. So he's not allowed to be married to his wife. But he has a brother who's a perfectly regular Jew. Yesh lo ach Yisrael, so the regular brother is of course allowed to marry his wife who is a regular bas Yisrael. So in this case, all of the above are mutarot v'yidmehen. They're perfectly okay to the Yavam, but they're not okay to their own husbands. Ve'elu asarot la'elu v'la'elu. We're following with the asarot. Let's say a Kohen Gadol was no se almana. So since he already married the almana, he turned her into a chalala. So now, if he has an ach who is a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Ed, because the Kohen Gadol would have been asar anyway, that's what I've jumped ahead to. The Kohen Gadol would have been usher anyway for the Almana. The Kohen Edi does also because now they're married. He made her into a Chalala. A Kosher, Shemasa Chalala. Also, you have a Kohen Kosher marries a Chalala, and now he has an Achmas Kosher. Neither of them are allowed in a Chalala. A Yisrael, who has a brother, is also a perfect good family. He went ahead and married a Mamzer. So now she's not Muteres to him, and his brother is a perfectly normal guy, Ach Yisrael. Is also not allowed to marry the mamzers, or vice versa, a mamzer, who goes ahead and he marries a bas Yisrael, and he has a brother as a mamzer. So now neither he nor the brother are mutarim in this yavama. So these are cases of asarot la'elu la'elu. Normal women, shar kol anashim, mutarot la'ba'alayim v'liyibim. It doesn't literally mean shar kol anashim, because there's plenty of other cases that we could find that the Mishnahs will see. But it means, in other words, but a normal case, that's what we have. I have to explain to you a case where a woman is kosher. Now, obviously, 99% of the cases, the woman would be kosher. La'elu v'la'elu, that I don't have to explain to you. Now, in a case, we have an additional complication. And here, the Mishnah wants to talk about something we haven't really spoken about before, which is the levels of Isurei Bia that affect the Ksuvah. We know there's a level of Isurei Bia, which is Issacharis, where Bechol is no marriage. Obviously, the Ksuba doesn't have any bearing because it's the whole thing is a phony document. They were never married. We have cases where there's an Isur Lav. Isur Lav, the Ksuba is a real Ksuba, unless you hold it for a Yekiva, of course, because the marriage was a real marriage. But surprisingly, we have something similar to Isur Lav, which is an Isur Drabona and Isur Shnias. And for some reason, the Rabbanim were more machmer, and we can suspect the reason, as we've seen many times, the Rabbanim were more machmer on marriages that are also in the Rabbanim b'tam Shnia than they were on an Isur Lav. So in order to make the people feel that they're b'chlal not married and to discourage the marriage of Shniyas, they were mevatel the ksuva totally. All of the dinim of the ksuva, which we'll see in a moment what that includes. And therefore, the Mishnah lists this as a separate category. Even though in this category we can also have a woman who is asura to her husband of muteres to the yafa, vice versa, and we can have all of the cases, but we need to separate it out because of the dinim of the ketuvah. So now, if you would have a shnia is a divrei sefer, so you could have a shnia labal, velo shnia liyava, asur labal muteres liyava. You can easily have, let's say a very simple case, we have one person, he marries a woman, has a child, we'll call that child Ruven, let's say, and he marries another woman who has a mother, and he also has now Shimon from that other woman. Now Shimon goes ahead and marries the grandmother, which is Shnia Min Rabbanim, Ein Ima, Shnia Min Rabbanim. So now it was also on him. Ruven is completely unrelated to this woman. He's the son of another wife of his father. That same father married a woman, is completely unrelated. So this grandma is not his grandma. So over there would be mutter, she dies. They're both brothers from the father. So he's chayiv and yibum. And a regular woman falls to him, who to the husband was a shnia. In the opposite case, where the first son from the other woman, Reuven, he goes ahead and marries. She marries the grandma, she's unrelated to him. But if he dies, this is now a shnia, the grandma's a shnia to his brother Shimon. Okay, so either way, you can have either way over there also, and it would all be based on the Rabbanan. Obviously, there are other cases, but it's a very simple case. So you have a Shnia Labav Velo Shnia LeYavam. So then, of course, you have a Shnia Labav Materes LeYavam. You could have the case where she's a Shnia to the Yavam, where, let's say, Shimon was the Yavam in this case, Velo Shnia Labav, Reuven was completely unrelated to these other two women, the grandmother and the mother. So over there, it's a surly Yavamotezlaba. In a case which Shmias and Zerulazet, they both come from the same mother, so then it's a surly Zerulazet. In such cases, now there's a big kiddush. And that is that Ainla, this woman who is married in a situation of being a Shnia, she does not get a ketubah. She does not get a ketubah. Not only does she not get the money that was set aside to gift her in the event of divorce or death in the ketubah, although she does, interestingly enough, get the herself of the ketubah, because that's viewed as a matona, and it's not really part of the ketubah. It's viewed as chibat biyah. Chibat biyah is a gift. The guy is ready to give. A woman is in love. Okay, may like now take it. But the rest of it is a prenuptial agreement. This is not the nuptials that we are interested in having. So therefore, she does not get ksuva, and according to Rashi, not get ksuva includes does not even get the property that she brought into the ksuva, which was Nitzitz on Barzal, that he was mekabel on himself, that if it's not kayam, that he takes all responsibility for it, that's part of the ksuva. So if Lamais it's not kayam, he doesn't have the responsibility for paying her even the Nitzitz on Barzal that don't exist anymore. The low pay wrote, she does not get the perot. In other words, if he ate all along the perot of Nifsei Malug, and now, even though the Maisa, normally you eat Nifsei Malug perot as a tit for tat, always, we'll see in Ksuvas, the husband gets nothing for free. Every element in the Ksuva was a takonah derabanan to make it something else that he has to do for her. So he provides for her insurance against kidnapping, which was very common in those days. He's mechuyev to ransom her. And in exchange for that chiyuv of ransom, what pays the cost of the insurance on her kidnapping? The peros are an nifsei malug. But if we're mevatel the tnai haksuva, that means he is not providing insurance, and he does not have a chiyuv to ransom a woman who is asura mitarabon. So if that's the case, he should not be eating the peros either. But he doesn't have to pay those peros. Okay, that's how Rashi. The others learn ain lo peros means she doesn't get the chiyuv of the peros, namely she doesn't get the insurance policy for her kidnapping. I mean, straight up, that's the meaning of ain lo peros. Even though he may continue to eat the peros. And we'll see, the Gemara's going to talk about why it is that she's the one who suffers. And how come he seems to be having the upper hand here? I mean, he's doing an issur too. I mean, why is she the one that's... He can eat the peros, but he doesn't have to provide the insurance. I mean, what's the sense in that? Okay, but that we'll see later on. So she doesn't get peros. She doesn't get mizonos. So that if, even in case if he dies, we're over there, what I'm going to say, he's being over in Israel, it's too late to discuss that. There's no mizonos that the ksuva gives. Velo bela'ot, if you have over here things that are left over that she had brought in, which normally she gets, so let's say there's rags of the original linen that she had brought into the marriage and so on, as in the dunya, she can't even take them as a knas. Can't even take back her things. So she doesn't have belows. Of course, the velad is kosher, because we're talking about Yisrael Rabbanan. And we will force him to be motzi, the kofanat olotzi. Now, in the case of an almanah, the Kohen Gadol, a grusha, the chalutzel, the Kohen Adyot, the mamzer, the sinu Yisrael, pas Yisrael, the sinu mamzer, where we have indeed an Yisrael Raisa, surprisingly over there, Yeshua and Ketuba. Of course, the question of the Yatim is the machlokes whether there is an Yisrael Raisa, as does the slurs, that's a lot of Yisrael. But that's how he passed into the way Rabbi said earlier, that the only Yisro Lotit Chatein is after they were already given, and he's in the scene, would be Asur and Midi Raisa. Or the way Rashi runs the whole thing is to Rabbanan, and when we mention the scene of Mamzer, we bring in the scene Aga Mamzer, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the same halacha. Okay, now so starting at the beginning, let's just go through the cases. The Gemara doesn't like the way the Mishnah actually says a lot of these cases. I mean, the Mishnah begins with a case of Kohen Hedyot Shenasa et Almana. Okay, now, why do you need to say Shenasa et Almana? Why can't you just say, listen, Kidesh? Because if he was Makadesh, an Almana, okay? So in that case, you would also have exactly the same halacha. What do you have to tell me, Nasa et Almana? Because that really has nothing to do with his passing her after being boiled her. There's no relationship to be over here. So what do you have to say? The case necessarily of Nasa, we have later on a case of Kidesh. We talk about the Kohen Gadol. We didn't turn her into a Halol. No, so you don't have to say Nasa. You can say Kidesh. The Chi Tamina, maybe you'll try to tell me that indeed the Mishnah is coming to tell me a Chiddush. And what is the Chiddush? The Chiddush here is that it's Dafka indeed Nasa. Why is that? Because if he actually married her, she's no longer a bitula. In which case, now to his brother, the Kohen Gadol, she's a Asura for two reasons. First of all, she's not a bitula, and it says, Hu isha bitula, yikach, and he's not taking her. And it's also a lotase that lo yikach, almana. Okay? So maybe the only reason would be because there's a lav and an aseh. But suppose he was mekadesher and never, ever took away her bitulim. So then there's only this a lot. So then maybe indeed Allah would be that ati aseh, v'docha lo taseh, the mitzvah of yibum is now mitzvah aseh, and it would be docha lo taseh, and therefore it would actually be a case in which he would be mutar to the other, because the Torah is mechayev to be miyadim her, despite the fact that she's an almana, zechiev to be make him shem le'achim. Maybe that's why we have to say, no, but over here you also have an aseh. But that's ridiculous. I mean, the whole parak has been full of cases like this. A kula pirka, we had mitzvah saseh of yibum, just the lota aseh. And we didn't say that the mitzvah of yibum should come and be docha the lota, so we have to say the case of Yisrael, who marries now a mamzeres, and so on, or a chalala l'kohen. And we said over there, we learned out that it goes to the second bia because of the first bia, so we don't want to allow even those cases, and so on. So, yeah, well, all of a sudden the mission's going back and all of that. All of a sudden the mission's saying, no, the only case it would be considered as really yava is where it's not saying a lot. That's absurd. That can't be the reason. So, okay, so then what? How cool a prick can I say, well, I say, the lower I say, the doctor, the lower I say. You know why it said nasa? Because if you take a look at the last case, where over there you have a Kohen Gadol, the inverse case. Kohen Gadol marries the Almon. So there's nothing wrong if he dies for her to marry the brother who's a Kohen Gadol, unless he slept with her. So then he turned her into a Chalola. So over there I have to say Kohen Gadol Shem Nasa. Can't just say Kohen Gadol Shem Kiddush. So since I have to say Kohen Gadol Shem Nasa, I'm not there, which is Dafka Nasa. Because only because he married her did he turn her into a Chalola. The Shavya Chalala. But Enoch Inami, in that case, suppose he'd only been Makadisher, Abba Kidesh, Shariyale. There would have been no problem of marrying now the brother who's a Kohen Gadol. Therefore, it has to say also, in this case, just to keep the cases parallel, Nasa, but of course it doesn't really mean only a case of Nasa. Says the Gemara, but that doesn't make sense. Adatani Mishum Sefer, Litani Mishum Mitziata. What's the matter with you? There's a middle case also. The middle case is Kohen Gadol Shekidesh Et Almana. V'yesh Lo Ach Kohen Hediyot. So you want, that was the case of where it was Muteret over here to the brother, and that's only because he was Mekadesh and not Royal. So you're telling me I have to take the case that's all the way to the end of the mission, where it says over there that the din is that he passed her, that's the only reason she can't marry the Kohen. So therefore we say in the Reisha case where it was nothing, no, we didn't really mean it. Excuse me, if you're looking at what to take the next case. Yeah, take the case where over there where she was Mutara, so there it says Badafka Kidesh, not Nasa. So what, do you have to go all the way to the end and say, I'm going to say here Nasa, because the end is Nasa. Adarava. The next case is Kidesh. You say in this case Kidesh, which anyway is better, no? What's the sense in that? So you're telling me how to tell him Shum Seif instead of looking to the Seif at the same Nasa? Listen, Shum Mitziah. So why not look at the second case? The second case is a Kohen Gadol Shekidesh Et Almana. V'yesh Lo Ach Kohen Hediyot. And over there it's Kidesh Dafka. Oh, you're right, you're right. Okay, there's another reason. You know why it's a Nasa? Mishum Bat Bikta. It's because of the neighbor. It's not because of the other case. The neighboring case was Halal, in the same set, was a Halal who was Nasa Kishera. So over there, when he was Nasa Kishera, he made her a Chalala, correct? So he was okay, but now his brother, who is not a Chalal, is not okay. He's not going to be able to be Miyabi. So we're looking for a set of cases over here where, for the Baal it's okay, but for the Yavam it's not okay. If I would have said Kidesh by the Chol, then it wouldn't have been a good case, because the Chol didn't do anything in Kidesh, didn't affect his wife, he dies. She's still Kshera, she was never Nichalela, so the brothers of Kohen Kosher are certainly allowed to be Miyabim. So there was no choice but to say Nasa in the neighboring case, the very next case. So already once this set needs to have cases of Nasa. So already, okay, Mimela, so takes the case of the Kohen also already. Instead of saying, no, but the middle case was Kidesh, okay, but the very next case is Nasa. So let's just keep it simple, okay, we'll have a case of Nisuin. But in Akinami, it's Lav Dapka Nisuin. By the way, you see from here that Kiddushin is as much for Chayim people as Nisuin. I mean, this is something that we've taken for granted all along, but we never had it in a mission. This is really the first time we see clearly in a mission, and Rebbe takes for granted that Kiddushin is Mechayev Ima. There's no relationship to Nisuin necessarily. You want to review the whole Masechta? It wouldn't hurt. Probably not now. So over there, in that case, Taimin and Nasa, Dafka, the Shavuot HaLalah, Avokidesh, Sharyalayim, they would have been mutter to the Yavam, Mishum Achikatani Nasa. Okay, but I mean, it's very strange to talk about a case going, go marry the Almana. Right? A Kohen who married an Almana, but what did he have to marry the Almana? She's anyway going to be an Almana when he dies, and there's not going to be any Yavam if she's not an Almana. So what's the point of his marrying the Almana? He might as well marry anybody. And then, whoever he married, if he dies, she's going to be an Almana, and then she'll be Asura to the Kohen Gadol, who's his brother. I mean, that's all you're looking for, is that she was Muteres to him and Asura to him. No. So what did he have to marry the Almana for? Listen, Abisula, he could have married a perfectly kosher girl, and she became an Almana, which is sort of what you need to do in order to be Chayav and Yibam anyway. The Chitema, now, there is one incredible thing that the Tana might be saying, which is unbelievable. We never think of it. Remember, we had a question before whether we hold Nisuin Rishonim or Mapilim, or whether Misa is Mapilim. Nafkamina was. Let's say the Mishnah, our opening Mishnah in the Masechta, said, Kula mi Mesu, as long as at the time that the husband died, he was not married simultaneously to the Erva and the Tzora, so that defines the moment of death, defines what Chiva Mivam is. If I find now at the moment of death there's only one woman married to him who's not an Erva, the fact that he was once married to an Erva at the same time, that doesn't change anything. Right now, an Erva didn't fall to Yivam. Erva doesn't fall to Yivam. She doesn't part of the Tzora for Yivam. But remember, that's a big mahalakos. If you hold that Nisuim HaRishonim Mapilim, and that is that when a person goes ahead and marries, so in that marriage lies already the incipient kinyan for the Yavam, and at that time he's married to an Erva, so then at that time his kiddushin wouldn't be mapped to the Tzara. See, even if afterwards he divorces the Erva, or the Erva dies, that's too late already, because the moment that he finds the Yibum was the moment of the Baal's original kinyan. For Araya, I mean, the Torah basically says that the Yavam takes over the kinyan of the Baal. Where was the kinyan of the Baal at the time that he married? So therefore, everything should go according to the moment of the Nisuin HaRishonim. So therefore, says the Gemara, you might think, amazing, Habamina, you might think that that's true even Lakula. If at the moment that he married, she wasn't an Almana. I mean, so at that point, this marriage can be a kosher marriage for his brother, the Kohen Gadol. Now it turns out that she becomes an Almana. How else would you fall to Yibum? You became an Almana. But Lamaisa, what was Mechayev of the Yibum? The marriage. But at that time it was a perfectly kosher marriage. It was a perfectly kosher marriage even to the brother. So the elements in the Negev brother would already have been kosher. Therefore I would have thought that in this case we should have been Mater to the Kohen Gadol. So unless he took an Almana initially, at that moment she was an Almana and Asura to the brothers of Kohen Gadol, the fact that she becomes an Almana afterwards is irrelevant, in the same way that the fact that the Erva dies afterwards is irrelevant, right? Because we're going to go according to what the situation was before. That was Lechomra. So maybe we should also go Lekula, and we should say a Kohen Gadol can be Meyabim in a case where she's an Almana if at the time that he married she was an Almana. It's amazing. Our president is wrinkling his nose really seriously. And the truth is, Tosfos has exactly the same wrinkle on their noses. Is Tosfos, whoever is such a thing. Nisuim HaRishonim Mapilim is Lahachmir. What do you mean? It's to say that that's what defines me. We're going to say that for some magical reason, that if something was mutter at one point, now the Torah says, forget about any Yisurim that come afterwards. Where do we see such a thing? Tosfos says, Ein Achinami. I mean, the Gemara, if the Gemara wouldn't have had a better answer, It would have indeed told you, what's the matter with you? You're off your rocker or something? Why would I say such a thing? But Lamaisa, it's Deicha, there's Mineu Bei. It shows it can't be true, even from within the very construct of the Mishnah. So, but Lamaisa, if you think about it, I mean, it's the only thing that could be an additional factor, right? The only reason to discuss her needing to be an almana at that time that would be meaningful is because somehow or other that time is definitive. The only way that time could be definitive is if it's no Ben Yisun Mishanim Apilim. So it is a remarkable thought process that forces itself upon you. Well, what about the idea of Nisun Marishoni? Says the Gemara, but that's simply not true, because the next case was the case of a Cholol who was no say Akshera, right? So when the Cholol was no say Akshera, so the din over there is that the Ach is not allowed to be Miyavim. Why don't we say that Nisuin Arishonim Mapilim, and say that since before he was Mechalaler, at the time now that he took it to the Chuppah, so at that point she was not yet a Chalala, in which case now it should be Muteres. Right? It always takes some time for him to pass on her. From the time that he is Koshin. Now he's going to take her to bed. So pass on her. But meanwhile, at the time in which he married her, she was Kshera. And yet, the halacha is, this is one of the classical cases, and it's not the same as the first case where he took the almana b'shah, that he took it to the chuppah, she was already an almana, so don't tell me that that's what the Tana is taking into consideration. So it says, okay, that's a better answer than simply saying it's not true, l'kumra, l'kula, it's only true, l'kumra. You just say it's ridiculous, because the very same baba includes a case in which that's not true, so we don't even have to discuss it. It's obvious that the Tana is not telling us that the issue over here is in the Nisun HaRishon. There's got to be another reason for him to talk about a case where she's already Amana. What would that case be? V'lo Amrina Nisun HaRishonim Mapimi. Havadai Mishum Seifa. This case definitely is to keep the cases parallel. Since the case of the Seifa is, by definition, she becomes now the Kohen Gadol was Noseya Almana, the Yeshua Ach who's either a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Adyot. So over there, ein achinami dafka almana. Obviously, it was a psula at that point. Chazile. So there would be no problem. He would take her, and she was kosher to the kohen hetyot. What was the what? How did he passel her? How did he make her halala? So over there, it had to say almana. So since it said almana, mishumachi katoni almana here also, in order to tell me the case, just like over there, she was nischalal at the time that the kohen gadol slept with her. That's what made her usher. So too it says over here, the case of the almana. Now again, this is the mechanics of it. Okay, but the truth is it's a very useful setup. Why is it useful? Because it's coming to tell me not simply that the woman was Shera, and that at the time now that she comes to the Baal, the new Baal, the Yoba, she became Sula because of the mechanisms of Yiva. It wants to tell us this woman with the same soul of Almana was Kshera to her Baal. With that soul, she was Kshera to her Baal. So if the Torah was Bechai of you, and that gets on. So maybe an Echinami. It's that very type of thing, a marriage to an Almana, that the Kohen wanted you to be making Lach of Shame. In which case, you should be Mechuyev to take her. It's the same woman, the same Almana. Mashenkin, if there would be a change, I thought, okay, it's not the same woman now. In order for her to become Chayav and Yibam, she had to become an Almana. Once she becomes an Almana, now she becomes Asura. Okay, so it's very useful for us to just not only to keep it parallel, but also to be talking about a parallelism in the case itself. This woman who is an Almana is kosher to her husband, but at the same time that she's been kosher to her husband all along, she's been Asura to the Yavam. For the same reason, even before he died. Because he was a Kohen Gadol and she was an Almana. That's really a way of looking at the Mishnah as keeping its din in completely parallel. Rav Papa has a brilliant question. Remember that Rabbi Yochanan was quoted by Rav Dini, and we had two approaches over there, but Rav Dini's approach to Rabbi Yochanan was that in a case of determining a Mitzri Sheni and a Mitzri Rishon's marriage, who do you go according to, right? So now, according to Rav Dini, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, that if a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Rishona, that it goes according to the mother, and therefore the B'na is a Sheni and not a Shlishi and not Mutar. So then we've got a perfect case that the Mishnah left out, which it doesn't say. And since it doesn't say, it seems to disprove Rabbi Yochanan's mind, or at least Rabbi Dimi's way of quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Because what we could say is, listen, Nami, why can't we say, a Mitzri Sheni gets married to two Mitzriot. One of them is a Rishona, and one of them is a Shnia. And he has Navayulo Banim Mi'arishona U'mishnia. Now, it turns out over here that one of the children, according to this, despite the fact they have the same father and their brothers and their Chayav and Yibum, one of these children is a Mitzri Sheni and not allowed to marry Yisrael. One of them is a Mitzri Shlishi and is allowed to marry Yisrael because his mother was a Shnia. So here we have a classic case, which we could go in both directions, where if he marries the Israeli, so she might be kosher to her husband, but possible to the Yavam as Mitzri Sheni, because only a Mitzri Shlishi is allowed to marry, or vice versa. She could have married Be'isr, the Mitzri Sheni, and his brother is perfectly kosher, despite the fact that he comes to the same father, because according to Rav Dimi, we go according to the mother. So why didn't we list the case of Muteret Le'Ba'aleim V'Asur Yibmeim, or Asur Le'Ba'aleim U'Muteret Le'Yibmeim, depending on which of the brothers died, the one who would marry the Mitzri Sheni, the one who was a Mitzri Shlishi. So we could say, in that case, Inosuf Ki Urchayu, if now the Shlishi went ahead and married the Yisraelis, okay, and the Sheni, the other one now, is a Mitzri, Hugo went ahead and married Kosher, he married a Mitzri Shnia. So now this Yisraelis will be Asuras to the Mitzri Sheni, correct? Well, she's Muteris to her husband, who's a Mitzri Shlishi, comes from the other wife. And vice versa, if the other one dies, so now that one will be Asur, because this brother's not allowed to marry the Mitzris. So therefore, if they marry kosher marriages, both of them, so then you have cases now, Mutarot, Lebaliyem, Vasarot, Yibmeyem, Iotich Venas, if they do it the wrong way, in other words, the Shlishi gets married to a woman who's a Shnia, and the Sheni goes out and marries the Yisraelis, so then you've got a case where they would be Mutter to the cross, to the Yavam, and whoever dies, and they would be Asurot, Lebaliyem, whoever married. So why don't we say this? There's a perfect case. And we could even have Mutarot Leila Vela would also fit in with that they married Giorot. Asurot Leila, yes, but how are you going to get a case of Asurot Leila Vela? Perfect, I'll give you a case. You have the cases, Asurot Leila Vela is where he married an islandess. So now the Sheni goes in and marries the Israelis, but this Israelis is an islandess. So she's a surah to the husband because she's a Yisraelis, and she's a surah to the Yavam because she's an island, it's not Chayav and Yibam. So she's now going to be also anyway because of Eishes Ach. So therefore, we could have had a case. We don't have a case, the Mishnah leaves out this case, which seems to prove that indeed we do not go according to the mother. If we don't go according to the mother, then we'll never have a case, because in order to have cases of Yibam, they have to have the same father, so you can't have a case where their children, the two brothers, are going to have different dinim if they both have the same father. The only way we'll have this is if it goes according to the mother and the father married two women, one of which was a Shnia and one of which was a Rish. Okay, that yes. But this is a brilliant question. So it's disproved Rabbi Yochanan. This is the way Rabbi Dimi was learning it. Okay, you're right. The truth is you're right. But well, you think that this Mishnah is an exhaustive list of every single case. Ton of Ashir left out this case. What's so bad about it? What do you mean left out this case? Can't think of any other case that left out. Sure it did. My Shir dies here. Shir Ptsuadaka. How come we didn't talk about a case of a Ptsuadaka? The husband is a Ptsuadaka, the brother isn't. The brother's a Ptsuadaka, the husband wasn't. Whatever. So one of them is she's Mutar Kabbalah if he's normal, but she's a Sur to the Yavam because he's a Ptsuadaka now. How come it didn't say this? An obvious case, a case we've been talking about all along, Ptsuadaka. No, that's not called leaving anything. I understand. Of course, every one of these sets may have left something out. Tzuradaka is not called a shiur. And look, it said all of the chayvei lav. But did it ever say a case of a chayvei asei? No. The case of the mitzri is a chayvei asei. It's a lav above the chayvei asei. Dor shlishi yavoi, right? Not dor sheni. It doesn't say lo yavo dor sheni. That it doesn't say. So this is a whole new set that the Mishnah left out. When you tell me I left out a set, It would be to adopt that left out because it already said the set of Chai Ve'Lavin. I don't have to sit here and tell you every single case of Chai Ve'Lavin. You're smart enough yourself to figure out B'tzua Daka, no? No, no, wait a second. Take a look at the set itself. What are you telling me? We only bring one example in each set. Take a look at the set of Chai Ve'Lavin. Milo Katani Vahoda Atani. I mean, it says one case, and then it says another case. It talks about the case of a Kohen Hedrich and Asa Amana, and then it goes out and talks about a Kohen Shinasa Kshira. What do you need to tell me that case for? I'm smart enough to figure it out myself. No, 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 I need that case. It's not called Le. That's not Stam saying extra cases. That's a big finish. Let me ask you something. Are you so sure that a Kohen who is a Cholo, and he's Mechal, his wife, who's a Kohen, right? And now she'll never be able to eat the Truba again. And if he dies, she'll never be able to marry a Kohen. So are you so sure that he's allowed to marry her? I mean, if the Torah passes the woman, this is a kosher marriage. I mean, maybe that's the chat that a Kohen also has in Yonim to be careful about her kuhuna. She's not allowed to be Mechal. So isn't this a chiddush that there's no problem of the cholo marrying the kshera? We can use that as a case of mutarot lebaliyem, but asurot lebaliyem because the brother is a kosher kohen, and for her it's not an issue. It's mutarot lebaliyem. So that's good for what the mission needs to come to tell me a chiddush of Yitzchalei to tell me the chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Merab, the Omer of Yudah Merab, lo huzaru kisherot in asel psulim, that indeed there is no issue on a kohenet who is kshera to marry a cholo. And that the Mishnah wants to say that. So I mean, that's not called Stam repeating a case. We're not going to bring in a case where there's no chiddush. What's the point of saying to a doctor if I already know Chiyuv Lav? It doesn't mention it. So we're going to ask other questions. Even though she's mitchalalot?
It's
mutter
for her.
It's mutter. Vakatani says the Gemara Vakatani cholo shenasa ksheira, Yisrael shenasa bas Yisrael. The Yeshlo Ach Mamzer. What about the case where we also double up a Cholol who marries a Kshera, but we also double it up to tell me a Yisrael who marries a Bas Yisrael as an Ach Mamzer? So why do I need both of those cases? No, I didn't. Hanami lo mahadim misa. It's not called doubling up. I need to know alava shava b'kol. I need to know alava shena shava b'kol. The din of chalalut is dafka for the kohen. If you're telling me now a din of a chalalat to a kohen, you're also telling me a din of a mamzer, which is a kuliyama. So over there, once tell me alava shena shava b'kol, gemashma alava shava b'kol. Well, what about the case of Yisrael shenasa mamzeres v'yeshlo ach Yisrael? That's extra. That's also shava b'kol. Right? I mean, it's the same case, and just in the inverse. So what do you got to talk that out for? So well, the shot is that once you already say cases, you finish it off. So that means that you finished off things you didn't absolutely need to say. Nonetheless, you didn't go ahead and say every single possible case, right? So you left out to a daka. Okay, sir. Shmamina, tanavishir, shmamina. You see that there is such a thing as a tanavishir, in which case this tana is not coming here to be exhausted. So, okay, so maybe he left out the whole thing over here, the cases of the mitzvah. What do you bring a raya against Rabbi Yochanan from here? Shema amina, then indeed, if this is a case of Tana Mishnah. Gufa. Omer of Yudah Merab, I want to think about that, because it comes as a little bit of a chiddush. Lo huzaru ksheira k'nasa lipsu. A isha, who is a ksheira, and eating truma, and so on, she has no isser in marrying somebody who is going to passel her and passel her children. No problem. Wow. So let me say, yeah, let's indeed bring a raya from Chalal Shenasa Kshera. Mishnah says Chalal Shenasa Kshera. Now, isn't that a case when it says Kshera? I mean, it means a Kohenes, right? What does a Kshera mean? I mean, my love, Kohenes, and this Kohenes is Ru'uyelo, and Kshera means Kshera Lekahuna. I mean, why do we use the word Kshera? Says, well, why can't it mean kshera in the sense that she's kshera lekahal? Maybe she's a Yisraeli kshera, meaning she's got no pagam, she's not a mamzera, she's kshera lekahal. Ah, come on, that's ridiculous. In context of the case, what's the case? The yeshlo ach kasher. What does that mean? Yeshlo ach kasher is not a mamzer. Yeshlo ach kasher means he's a cholo, but he has a brother who's not a cholo. It's the way that we're using the word kasher in context over here is kasher to the kahuna. Now, well, all of a sudden we're talking about to the kohol. We're talking about a kohol. So how do we get to think of it? So obviously it means, yesho acher ach kasher. What are you going to tell me over there? that it means also kosher the kapasa kahala. Since he's a cholal, so now he's pasul to kahal. But he has a brother who's kosher the kahal. I mean, that's, he's not pasul to kahal. So it's clear any idiot could see the mission is referring to kosher totsa kahuna, not kosher pasul in terms of the kahal. Whoever heard of a cholal being pasul to kahal like a mamzer? Elalav kohen. When it says kosher, he's a kosher kohen. So when it says that he married a kshera, it means he married a Kohenes kshera. That's all that it means. Not a Yisraelis kshera. Umid a hu kohen, he Kohenes. Nu, that's a raya. I mean, by a kohen, that's a big nafkamina, cholo kohen. That's all the din of the kuhuna. Over there, obviously, kosher is in terms of the kuhuna. But midi ayri, we call that a raya. I mean, you could say, if you want to, akadita, akadita. I mean, the case of the cholo, indeed, over there is akas kosher, means it's akas a kosher kohen. But the case of the kohenes is lavdafka kohenes. Maybe it means a ksher in the sense she's a perfectly kosher to marry the kuhuna, is all it's saying. Doesn't mean she's Shera as a woman who's eating, true. Who is a Kohenes, not necessarily. It's a get there. Mosiv Ravin Bar Nachman. Ravin Bar Nachman has got a problem with this. He says, why does the Torah use a Lashon Midarshi? Isha zona v'chalala lo yikachu, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. What do we need to repeat lo yikachu? He'd say the whole thing, all together. Isha zona v'chalala, isha grusha mibala, lo yikachu. What do you repeat lo yikachu for? So we darshan from the brisa milame, isha muzharet al yedei ish. So that if he is not allowed to marry a grusha, you should know that she is not allowed to marry the kohen, who's kosher. So from there you see that the isurei kuhuna are mutual. So if they're mutual, so why don't we say that indeed the cholol should be included as well? So in other words, that's the point, to tell us that the ksherot are included in all of the isurim. So then, if there's an isur now in marrying a chalala to the zachar, there should be an isur for the nekevah to marry a chalal. Because you're saying it works in both directions. The havamina here was that wherever we find an isur kuhuna, it works both on the male and on the female. So if there's an isur for a Kohen male to marry a woman who's a Chalala, so it should be an Issa and a woman who is now a Kshera to marry a Chalala. Work in both directions. Says Rava, oh man, what's the comparison? I think this is what Moshe Rava meant to say. You have to first determine that there's an Issa in the marriage before you make it mutual. If there's an Issa in the marriage, I'm just saying it's a mutual Issa. If a Kohen is also to marry a Grusha, then the Grusha is also to marry the Kohen. But you're not going to say that a Kohenes is not allowed to marry a Gorush. I mean, that obviously not. You're not going to create a new Isser. So if there's an Isser now to marry a Kohen Kosher, to marry a Chalala, but so therefore it follows that there's an Isser of a Kshera to marry a Cholol, that doesn't follow at all. First tell me whether it's Osser, then I'll tell you that it's mutually Osser. But if you haven't told me it's Osser, you can't create an Isser out of keeping things parallel. It's not a din in parallelism. It's a din in mutuality. So first determine if it's Osir. Kol Eichad Hu Muzhar. All it's saying is, if he has an Isser, she has an Isser. It's not saying we create new Isurim. So if Hu Lo Muzhar, such as in the case of the Kol marrying the Sherah, where does it say that he's Osir? So she's also not Osir. He Lo Muzhar, that's all. He Lo Mizdahara. Says the Gemara, but that can't wait. You're telling me that that's all it's coming to tell me, the extra Lo Yikachu? That wherever the man is usher, the woman is usher. I don't need that to tell me this. That's a famous halacha. We learn that out from Rav Yehuda Merab. That has nothing to do with the kahuna. That's true about all of these servants of Torah. The famous drusher Rav Yehuda Merab Nafka. Yom Rav Yehuda Merab, Chedon de Rav Yishmael. Since the Torah says, Ish o Isha, Yasu Mikol Chatot Adam Limomal Vashem, that means that the Torah is telling you that an Ish and Isha are exactly the same in all of the Yisurim of the Torah. Hishva ha-katuv Isha la-Ish, l'chol onashim ba-Torah. Wherever you're talking about, it's a lav. So it's an onesh that's involved. Malkus, Karas, whatever. Mitzvah say, that's a different thing. Okay, there we have our Allah, all these certain mitzvah. But when it comes to this, a lav, an Isha and an Ish are exactly the same. So I already know the din. That if there's an Isser for the Cholol to marry a Grusha, Kohen to marry a Grusha, there's an Isser for the Grusha to marry a Kohen. Any Isser, a sexual relationship, is also on both parties. That's a given from this Pasuk. So what they, do I need this other new limud for of lo yikachu, lo yikachu, if it's only to tell me mutualism and not to give me the right to be machadish new isri? I know this already. The Grusha, absolutely. She's higher than a lot the same way he is. Works in both directions. So what, I need a pussy to tell me that over here, lo yikachu, lo yikachu? Nah. Lo yikachu must be coming to tell me something brand new. No, says the Gemara, not true. I cannot learn the dinim over here of the Grusha and the Kohen from the famous drush of the Yonah Merad. Because imeahi, if you're going to try to tell me, since it says Yisho Isha Miko Chatot, I would have said, Havamina Lava Shava Beko. That is true if it's referring to every Ish and Isha among all Jews. Now, you certainly cannot tell me the Isser of marrying a Grusha is every Ish or Isha among all Jews. Certainly, 90% of people are not included in this. So how do I know in that case that the Isha would be included? The same way 90% of the men aren't included, maybe 100% of the women aren't included. You can't bring me a riot from here that a lav that's in a shava b'kol, look, I would say that in such a case when it comes to the kahuna, maybe in a kinami. There's a din in the kedushas at Kohen. Kohen has to be very careful to keep his kedusha, he can't marry a grusha. What is it her business? It's not like incest. It's a din in the shmir sakuna. Can't she allow herself to marry a Kohen? So you're saying, well, he's not allowed to marry. No, the worst you'll say, she was utterly fayimah. What does that have to do now with her? Therefore, comes along the Torah to say, lo yikach, lo yikach. That no, indeed, she is mamish osir in this relationship exactly as he was. So, la shenema koshava go lo. Oh, comes the Gemara now at last to our president's insight. What about Tuma? Tuma is a la shenema koshava go lo. Right? Now, is a kohenes asura to go to a funeral? Could she be metamala mace? Absolutely she can. Right? But why can she? Can she because we have no special indication like we have by lo yikachu, and therefore, since it's not a lava shava b'kol ha-kohenes isn't asura, or is it that she can because of another reason? And that reason is only because the Torah said, b'nei Aaron, emora l'kohanim b'nei Aaron. So the Torah had to insist these dinim that I'm about to tell you, l'nefesh lo yitaveh ba'amav, is said exclusively to b'nei Aaron, v'lo b'not Aaron. But if it hadn't said that, what would I have said? I would have said, look, the Torah says men and women are the same. If it's telling me that a Kohen is not allowed to become Tomei, so a Kohen is also not allowed to become Tomei. Allah also, if it wouldn't be for that special posse. So hava mina nashim chayavot? Where would I have gotten the idea that women would have been chayiv, that I need to tell me dafka b'nei Aaron? Obviously from Rav Yehuda Merab. So apparently there is, it's simply not true what you said. You said Rav Yehuda Merab, that men and women are the same, that's only things that don't have to do with the kahuna. The name that have to do with the kahuna, I have no reason to assume that men and women are the same. Indeed. So if you have no reason to assume that they're the same, why did the Torah need to say b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron? I wouldn't have thought that they're the same anyway. There's no point in stressing. So, Mike, I'm a lot of Mishum to review number one. Says, well, no, maybe that's the whole point. Maybe. Now that it says lo yikach, and it tells me the woman is asura, so she's a grusha, she's asura, and what the male Kohen is asura, so she's not allowed to marry him either, even though she's just the Israeli. She says, it's not my business, Kohuna, it's not my business. What's my problem? He's got a problem, that doesn't bother me. So, no, comes along the post to say lo yikach. You got a problem. Not only the male has a problem. So now I would say, oh, so if that's the case, the Torah is telling me that, in other words, we are makpid on women when it comes to Yisrei Kuhuna. Oh, so we're makpid on women when it comes to Yisrei Kuhuna. So then maybe we're makpid on Benos Aaron the same way we're makpid on Bnei Aaron, and they shouldn't be allowed to be in the time of the mace. Therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me Bnei Aaron, but not because of Rav Yehuda Merab. Therefore, says the Gemara, it's not because of Rav Yehuda Merab, love. It's because the Gamrinon, me lo yikachu. I learned it out gufa from the pasuk of lo yikachu. Whereas Ikeri Amri, this one extra line, this was really our president's minor earlier. Ikeri Amri, why do we need kicha? Why do we need lo yikachu? Because Sakadai Kamihalik Bar Mituma. I would have thought, even if it were true, what Rav Yehuda Merab said. Let's assume that Rav Yehuda Merab would have applied to the kahuna also. And women and men are exactly the same. But, so they are wrong, but no, they are wrong. In which case, now I see we have no right to be mashra, the man to the woman. Because the Torah said, Beferish, Kamsakuna, don't be mashva the man and the woman. Okay, so if that's the case, let's not be mashva it for marriage either. Therefore, I need to know. Oh, no. In Lo Yikachu, there's an additional, this is Lo Yikachu. But not to create new Isurim of a Kohenes being Asura to marry a Cholo. That not.